What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. All right, guys, I've got a question for you. Have you started saving yet for Christmas or for the holidays? We are getting so close, and it scares me because the average family in America spends $967 on the holidays. Now, this is just Christmas presents and decoration. So it's a really, really big expense. And if you have not started thinking about that, the savings plan for that, start now. Seriously, start now and start shopping as soon as you can so that you can get some better deals. So let's go through five tips to helping you save money this Christmas. First tip, Secret Santa. Have you done this? We did this a couple years ago in my family. There's six kids in my family, plus if you count Tony and then my brother's fiance, it's just crazy. There's a lot of people to buy for. My sister has four kids. It just gets nuts. So we said instead of buying a gift for everybody, what we're going to do instead is we're going to purchase one gift for the Secret Santa with the $50 max. That's the maximum budget you can spend. But you do have to spend the entire $50. So you can't be a cheapie. You've actually got to spend up to $50. But that has saved us a lot. Now, the second tip that I have is so important, you guys. Set the expectation. Let people know, this is what I'm doing. I'm working on paying off debt. I'm saving up for a nice trip. I am fill in the blank. Whatever your budget is really truly nobody's business. But if it helps you feel a little bit better and it makes you feel less obligated to purchase gifts for everybody. So if somebody at work buys you a gift and you're like, oh crap, now I have to do something in return. You've already set that expectation that you don't do that. And I think that's totally fine. So when feelings get hurt or when you feel obligated or when awkwardness arises is when you're not super clear on what people can expect from you. So set that expectation early. Let your spouse know, let your significant other know, this is my budget for Christmas. I'm not going to be doing some great things. I wish I could, but you know, you get to hang out with me and that's pretty cool too. I mean, I would probably say that, but regardless, set that expectation now. Please just talk about it with your family and friends. The next tip, buy your groceries early. This is Christmas / Thanksgiving. So buy your groceries early before everything is picked through. What I find is so many times we have this idea of what we want our dinner, this family gathering to look like and what kinds of food we want, but we procrastinate. We wait a little bit too long. We go shopping a little too late. And then pretty soon everything is picked through and you're running around town like a crazy person trying to find the last canned pumpkin. I cannot be alone on this. This actually happened to me one year. So don't be that person. You're going to overpay if that's you. So if you're not prepared and you're procrastinating on your groceries, you will overpay. So don't let that happen. Be prepared. Go in with a checklist. Go in early and do not procrastinate on that. The next tip, I know you all want to buy Christmas decorations. I do too. I see cute things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dying to have this. But wait until after Christmas is done. So once January is officially completed, then everything is going to be hugely discounted. It'll be about 50 to 75% off, sometimes even 90% off. So just be patient, wait. Yes, you don't get to enjoy it this season, but you know what's better than that? Saving money. And I promise next season you'll feel great. So just be really, really intentional with your purchases when it comes to Christmas decorations. The last tip, guys, this one's huge because it's the just see what they have trips. You know, the trips where you're like, I'm just going to see what they have at the store. I'm just going to see if anything's on sale. Those are so detrimental to your financial life because they add up significantly. They are so expensive. So I want you to just minimize those extra trips. You're going to save yourself money and you're going to just, I mean, to me, it's a little bit more about intentionality. You go in with a plan, you have your plan, you have your budget, stick with that budget. Do not go over that budget, set that expectation. And if you need to, do the Secret Santa stuff. I think it really matters. So those are my tips that I have for you guys for saving money on the holidays. It is so close. That's why I wanted to have this conversation now because it's right around the corner. So please don't skimp on this. Start your savings. If you need to use an app like Capital to help you save, do it. Call your bank, get some automated transfers going on. Do whatever you have to do. Just make sure you're saving for Christmas and not bringing that onto a credit card and taking that into the new year. That's a terrible way to start your new year. So I just want you guys all to think about that stuff now. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye, guys.